Leaves of Healing by Peter V. Ross. Foreword. When I was a boy on the farm, I watched stonemasons laying a foundation under the old barn. For each corner, they chose a mammoth rock, obviously because of its strength and endurance. Midway between corners, they threw in another huge boulder. This done, they filled the intervening spaces with ordinary cobblestone, snugly cuddled in the unifying mortar. There are cornerstones in all structures. There are fundamentals underlying all philosophies. It is none too difficult to locate the latter and drag them out in broad daylight for the observation and profit of him who, perforce, reads as he runs. This is true in that field of investigation, attracting so much attention these times, known as spiritual healing. It happens that I have been called upon, day by day, for 20 years, to explain and apply the method whereby mental and spiritual processes can be brought effectively to bear on material problems, disease among them. Naturally, therefore, the modus operandi holds less mystery than formerly. I have talked it over and reasoned it out with thousands in search of relief. Looking in my office files the other day, I found a bundle of carbon copies of letters written to sufferers and inquirers. A selection of them is here set forth, with identification marks so thoroughly expunged that the correspondent need have no apprehension of being linked with the venture. A letter, as everyone knows, is one of the most fascinating forms of discourse. It is pretty much like the informal conversation, where one at ease suddenly discovers himself and unconsciously, if not recklessly, divulges what he finds. When one writes for publication, he necessarily takes on a studied, if not a stilted, manner of speech. In dashing off a letter, one not only takes on the free and easy style, but somehow or another, by means he cannot explain, he ascends into a higher than usual level of thought. He taps a mental reservoir which impersonally feeds his pen. He seems to have little to do with the effort. He becomes a scribe under orders. He exemplifies the greatest of producers who confessed, "Of mine own self, I can do nothing. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." There are many people in many parts of the world today whose health has been improved, longevity promoted, hope renewed, business expanded by reading one or more of the letters which make up this volume. If this were not the case, the writer would scarcely dare send them abroad in book form for the encouragement of weary wayfarers in this rigorous age. Now to the letters. Peter V. Ross.